This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hollywood, home of the mega blockbuster $100 million or more movie, has put itself on something of a budget, at least when it comes to making somewhat funny movies. 5 out of 6 comedies released this summer cost less than $50 million to produce. Not a pittance, I know, but no blockbuster budget either. And it's working out pretty well for the studios. A couple of those movies have made back 5 times their budgets at the box office. Sharon Waxman is the editor-in-chief at The Wrap. Sharon, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So how is it now that Hollywood has discovered they can make comedies on the cheap and make a whole lot of money?
They're making a lot of them. The cost of making a comedy has dropped less than half in 4 years. From 2010, the average cost of a major studio comedy went from $74 million for the production cost down to $33 million on average. That's remarkable.
Is that because people have realized that Adam Sandler is not worth $25 million to make a movie, or what's the deal?
Yeah, that is absolutely part of
it.
A good example, Adam Sandler had a movie called Blended this summer, which was not particularly successful, but it's still going to make money. It's not going to make $100 million at the box office here,
right,
like most Adam Sandler comedies have in the past, but it's still going to make a profit. Then you've got movies like Neighbors, which are going to make a lot of money. All of these movies are in pretty much the $30-35 million range. So they've figured out how to pay the talent less. And the other thing we have traditionally found is that comedies don't particularly translate overseas. And of course, we know that the overseas box office is 70% now of the global box office take. So you have to think often global first. And that's what they're doing.
There was a line in the piece that you guys had on this. One of the producers for the new Seth Rogen film, the Neighbors, I guess, which we talked about. Their goal when they talk to studios about this is to find out the most money that a studio will give them and then go away. That is, they don't want studios messing with their kind of comedy.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because producers never want the studios messing with anything that they're doing. But if the studios have less at risk, obviously they're going to be less involved.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, can we find a way to budget dramas around the same kind of model that's working for these comedies? That's my question because some of us like character-driven dramas.
Answer your own question then, can we? I mean, there's more people watching movies out there than just people who like to go see stupid comedies.
Well, that's true. And the more good movies that there are at the theater, the more people want to go. So it remains for some smart producers to put together those business pieces, that model, in the same way that the smart comedy producers are, the Judd Apatows of the world.
Yeah.
And the Adam Sandler producers have already, the Bad Robots have already done.
That's true. All right, back to the task at hand and comedy here, just as a way to close this thing out. It doesn't always work, right? And I'm thinking here of Melissa McCarthy and Tammy, which opened 4th of July weekend and did, honestly, kind of meh at best.
Meh. However, this formula still holds. I don't think Tammy is going to lose money. Yes, it got creamed by Transformers, which is a global hit.
Right.
But Tammy will still make money. It's just not going to make as much money as they would have liked. And so they'll probably let Melissa McCarthy make another movie with her husband, Ben Falcone.
Sharon Waxman is the editor-in-chief at The Wrap. Sharon, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.